Ages ago, in the kingdom of Kosala, in the city of Ayodhya, Dasharat, a descendant of the Ikshvaku race, reigned as king. He was well-versed in the Vedas and loved by all his subjects. He was fond of performing sacrifices, devoted to virtue, and given to the control of his senses. He was a superlative chariot warrior and enjoyed a good reputation in all the three worlds. He was devoid of enemies and possessed a number of allies. In his ability to amass wealth, he was equal to Indra and Kuvera. He was true to his word and protected the world as if he were Manu himself. Dasharat, however, had been grieving for want of a son to continue his line, so he resolved one day to perform an Ashvamedha Yajna, or horse sacrifice, for that purpose. He consulted his ministers and other brahmanas, who immediately acclaimed the proposal. While the sacrifice was being performed, the demigods approached Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, with a prayer for bringing about the death of the wicked and powerful demon, Ravana. Brahma then implored Lord Vishnu, the supreme personality of Godhead, to descend as the son of Dasharat in order to annihilate Ravana. Lord Vishnu agreed. 6 seasons passed. Then, on the 9th lunar day of the bright fortnight in the month of Chaitra, when the constellation Punarvasu was in the ascendant, and as many as 5 planets were in exaltation, Kausalya, the eldest wife of King Dasharat, gave birth to a highly blessed son named Ramachandra, who was endowed with all auspicious divine markings, and was none other than Lord Vishnu himself. Next, through the womb of Kaikeyi, the youngest wife of Dasharat, Bharata was born, possessed of true valor, adorned with all virtues, and an expansion of Lord Vishnu. Sumitra, the second wife of Dasharat, then gave birth to twin sons, Lakshman and Shatrughna, both valiant and skilled in the use of all kinds of weapons, and both expansions of Lord Vishnu. By stringing and breaking the bow of Shiva, Ram won the hand of Sita, who had been born from the furrow of a plowshare. She was the daughter of Janaka, the king of Mithila. The brothers of Ram accepted in wedlock the sisters of Sita. Lakshman married Urmila, Bharat married Mandavi, and Shatrughna married Shrutikirti. Because of his aging condition, Dasharat decided to retire from active rule.
Rise, rise, foolish woman. A flood of misfortune is rising to drown and swallow you. You are betrayed and ruined. Your sun is setting. Foolish girl, is this the time to sleep?
What is troubling you? Why are you thus upset?
Destruction has come upon both you and me, my girl. Dasharath has decided to make Ram the ruler of this land. What greater cause for sorrow need I have? When grief comes to you, how can I remain unconcerned? I have come running to you. You were born and bred in a royal family. You were married into a royal family. Now, alas, all is over. Like the simple woman you are, you have been deceived. Your husband has cheated you with sweet words. It is a deep plot, as anyone can see. He puts Bharat out of the way by sending him to a distant place of his uncle, and is taking advantage of his absence by hurriedly crowning Ram. By tomorrow, it will all be over, and you watch all this, lying in bed and doing nothing, while you and all who depend on you are being destroyed.
Mantara, you have brought me good news. Is Ram to be crowned tomorrow? What greater joy can come to me? Here, take this necklace. I am so happy to reward such good tidings.
Woe to you, stupid woman! All is lost, and stupidly you laugh with joy. How can you be blind to the misfortune that is coming to you? Am I to laugh or cry at this folly? Your rival, Ram's mother, has conspired to make him king, and you jump with joy? Insane woman! What would be Bharat's state when Ram reigns? Would not Ram fear and ever look upon Bharat as a dangerous enemy? Ram knows human nature. He knows that Bharat alive would be a constant threat to his power, and therefore must be killed. Does not one kill a cobra out of fear? Hereafter there is no security for your son's life. Tomorrow morning Kausalya will be a happy woman, and you will bend before her as a well-dressed slave. You will stand before her, hands clasped in obedience. From tomorrow, your son too will be a subject and a slave. In these apartments there will be no more honor or joy.
Indeed, I am afraid. Tell me what we should do. Am I to be a servant of Kausalya? Never. Bharat must be crowned. And you are quite right. And Ram must be sent to the forest. But how shall we get all this done? Tell me. You are clever and know the way.
This is indeed strange, Kaikeyi. It is for me to tell you how this could be brought about. Have you really forgotten, or are you only pretending? But if you want me to say it, I shall do so. Listen.
And please tell me, somehow Bharat must be crowned, and Ram's coronation must be stopped.
Very well, I shall tell you. Do not be impatient. You remember how your husband Dasarath long ago fought against Sambhara in the south? And you were with him, were you not? Your husband went, did he not, to help King Indra? Sambhara of Vajayanti was too powerful for Indra, who sought Dasarath's help. Did not Dasarath get wounded in battle and lose consciousness? Then you drove his chariot skillfully out of the battlefield, gently removed the arrows from his body, and revived him and saved his life. Have you forgotten all this? And what did he tell you then? He told you in gratitude, ask me for 2 boons. I shall give you anything you want. Then you answered, I shall ask for my boons later. I want nothing now. Then he promised, did he not? You will have your 2 gifts whenever you want them. You told me this long ago yourself. You may have forgotten it, but I have not. The time has arrived to get him to redeem his promise. Demand that he should crown Bharat instead of Ram. This will be the first of the 2 gifts he promised. For the 2nd gift, ask that Ram be sent to the forest for 14 years. Do not be frightened. Do not fear to ask. Do not think it sinful to demand this. Do what I tell you. It is only if Ram is sent into the forest that his hold on the people will relax and disappear in course of time, and your son's position will be secure. Now go and lie down in the sulking room. Throw away your fine dress and your jewels. Wear an old sari and stretch yourself on the floor. When the king enters the room, do not speak to him. Do not even look at him. I am sure he cannot endure your sorrow, and you will then have your way with him. Ah, the king will try to get around you, but do not yield. He will offer many alternatives, but accept none of them. Insist on the 2 boons. Be firm. bound by his promise, the king will finally come round. I know how passionately he loves you. He would give up his life for your sake. To please you, he would jump into fire. Do what I tell you. Do not be afraid. Unless Ram is sent to the forest, your wish will not be fulfilled. Ram must be sent away. Only then the position you get for Bharat will be real and lasting. Remember this. Mind you, do not weaken.
Oh, what a brain you have, Mantara. You have been the saving of me.
Who has corrupted your mind to see me dead and our race destroyed? What evil spirit has possessed you and makes you dance in this shameless fashion? Do you really think that Bharat will agree to be king after sending Ram to the forest? He will never, and you know it. Can I possibly bear to tell Ram to go to the forest? Will not the kings of the world despise me, saying, "This uxorious old dotard has banished his eldest son, the best of men"? Don't you see that they would laugh at me? It is easy enough for you to say, "Send Ram away to the forest." But can Kaushalya or I survive his departure? And have you thought about Janaka's daughter? Would it not kill her to hear that Ram is to go away to the Dandaka forest? Cheated by your face, I thought you a woman and took you for my wife. Like a deluded man tempted by the flavor of poisoned wine, I was lured by your beauty into marrying you. Like a deer ensnared by a hunter, I am caught in your net and perish. Like a drunken Brahmin in the streets, I shall be universally despised. Boons have you demanded? Boons that forever will taint the fame of our dynasty with the shame of lustful dotage that drove an old fool to the banishment of a beloved and peerless son. If I tell Ram to go to the forest, oh yes, he will cheerfully obey and go to the forest. Myself and then Kaushalya and Sumitra will die. How will you enjoy the kingdom thus secured? Oh, sinful, foolish woman. And will Bharat agree to your plans? If he does agree, he shall not perform my funeral rites. Oh, shameless woman. My life's enemy. Go ahead, kill your husband and attain widowhood to enjoy the kingdom with your own son. How sinful are women and how pitiless. No. Only this woman is cruel. Why should I insult other women? Oh, what a pity that my Bharat should have this monster for a mother. No, I can never do this. Kakai, I fall at your feet. I beg of you. Have pity on me.
You have yourself boasted that you are a true speaker. But now, having sworn before the gods that you have granted a boon, you attempt to retract your promise. If you break your word, I shall surely kill myself, and that will not add greatly to the glory of your dynasty, of which you are so proud.
Very well, then. Let Ram go to the forest, and let me die. Having destroyed me and my race, a jubilant widow. You will gain your wish and seek joy in your life. What good you will gain by sending Ram to the forest, I fail to see. The only result will be that the whole world will despise you. After many years of prayers and penances, I had Ram by the grace of God. And him I now banish into the forest, I, most wretched of men. Oh, night, stay on. For when you pass and day dawns, what shall I do? What shall I say to those eager crowds who, full of love for Ram, will be waiting the coronation festivities? Oh, heavens, stay still for my sake with your stars. No, no, stay not. For then I must keep looking at this sinful woman. Depart at once, O knight, so that I may escape this face.
Please remind me, this is not my home. Please remind me, I must move on. I've got so far to travel, but nowhere to go. Let me not tarry in the world or seek the pleasures of the senses. They are only vanity and they will never bring me peace. Is the longing in my heart. Rama, 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 Rama. The silence speaks to joy and bliss of Rama.
Virtuous son, Bharat, welcome home. Summoned by me, how many nights ago did you leave your grandfather's residence? Did the journey made in haste fatigue you?
This is the third night since I left the palace of my grandsire. All is well with him. But tell me, why is Ayodhya no longer resplendent? The city appears to resemble a lonely forest. Today I hear no cheerful clamor in the streets. The amusement parks appear melancholy, and the trees which strew the highways seem to lament. I don't hear the deer and birds raising their gentle and melodious voices at this hour. I perceive many inauspicious omens, and my heart contracts. Why did you bring me back in haste without reason? My soul apprehends some calamity, and I have lost all my energy. Where is my beloved father, who is mostly to be found with you? Though I have sought him, I do not find him anywhere.
Your father has been overtaken by the fate that visits all.
Alas, I am undone. My dear mother, what ill bore my father away before my return. I must hear the details from Ram, he who is my brother, my friend, and whose devoted slave I am.
My dear son, Sri Ramachandra has been sent to the Dandaka forest for 14 years with Sita and followed by Lakshman.
But why has my brother been banished? He's infallible. He could never even in his thoughts be guilty of wrongdoing.
It was I, my son, who demanded the crown for you and the exile of Ram. Not being able to behold his son anymore, the illustrious Dasarath, under the weight of paternal grief, gave up his life. I have done all this for your sake. Dear one, abandon grief. Give up all suffering. This very day, take possession of the crown, and having performed funeral ceremonies for your great father, allow yourself to be installed as king of the world.
Oh, wicked wretch! By wedding you, my father was unaware that he was grasping a firebrand. You have cast my father into a tomb and my brother into exile. What will the throne avail me who am inconsolable in the absence of my father Ram, Lakshman, and Sita? I shall never lend myself to your folly. On the contrary, during 14 years, I shall wear matted locks and robes of bark. I shall live on fruits and roots outside of the city. I shall keep the sandals of Sri Ram above my head at all times, and rule only in his name. And I vow that if he does not return on the very day that his exile expires, I shall cast myself into flames. And as for you, you wretch, go to the ocean and drown yourself, or go to the forest and hang yourself, or go to hell.
I was just thinking how fortunate we are.
Fortunate, my lord?
Yes. The beauty of this spot has made me forget the pain of separation from our kingdom, family, and friends.
It only seems like yesterday, when I was sitting in the palace on the day of your coronation, and you came to me. You told me you were leaving to go to the forest and had come to say goodbye, remember? And I begged you to take me with you. I said I would kill myself rather than be left behind. And dear brother Lakshman overheard us and insisted on coming too. And now 12 years have passed in these beautiful forests. I can't imagine any place lovelier in all the three worlds.
Just see the mountain peaks glittering in the sun like diamonds. And there are always fragrant breezes from the mountain caves. It is so nice that the celestial beings renounce the higher planets to come and enjoy the pleasing atmosphere of this place. I'm satisfied living here beside this mountain, swimming with you in the sacred river, and living on honey, fruit, and berries. I feel no desire to return to the city. We will spend our time here practicing spiritual discipline and cultivating virtue. In this way, we will fulfill our duty without giving way to despair. Who would not be happy here?
But Ram, until you came, this place was ravaged by demons of all kinds of horrible descriptions. Now you have rid the entire countryside of all dangers, and the sages living here will be eternally grateful. Soon, the 14-year exile will be over, and we will return to Ayodhya. Ram, look, we have a visitor.
Who is that handsome creature? Usually when I see a man, I want to taste his flesh. But this man is worthy to share my bed. I will change my form. so that he will not be able to resist me. Oh, delight among men, who are you? Why have you come to this terrible forest, which is infested by the most horrible thing?
Oh, charming lady, my name is Ram. This is my younger brother Lakshman, and my lovely wife Sita.
I am a very powerful personality, sister of the mighty Ravana. Oh, best of men, be my own husband. We will be perfect partners, our beauty being equal.
But I am already married, and the rivalry between co-wives would be unbearable. My younger brother, however, does not yet have a consort, and he is your match in every way.
Lakshman, my beauty makes me worthy of you. Come, let us roam the forests and the caves, and we will enjoy ourselves and each other.
But why should you, O heavenly maiden, be the wife of a slave such as I? I am but a menial servant of my noble brother. Be his wife. Don't let him discourage you.
Do you dare smite me for this hideous hag? I will devour her. Blood. Blood.
Wait, Lakshman. We can't slay a woman. Merely lop off a little of her nose and ears. Mild punishment for all her murderous crimes.
Ram, listen to those drums. Those are Rakshasa armies, and coming this way.
Oh, Ram, what will happen now?
Sita, I warned you of these dangers. Lakshman, gather your weapons. Take Sita to a mountain cave where she'll be safe.
Please, Ram, let me fight with you against these demons.
Lakshman, do as I say. I want to relieve the earth of the burden of these monsters by myself.
Why has the music stopped?
Bring me more wine. Is this not Lanka, the city of enjoyment? Am I not Ravana, the king of all? Why is my cup empty? Why have the dancers stopped?
You are so attached to your own selfish enjoyment, O Ravana. You do not know what is going on in your kingdom. Your brothers and 14,000 ogres have been killed. Now the sages are once again performing sacrifices in Dandaka Forest. I myself was mutilated, but spared because I was a woman.
Bring the royal physicians at once. My sister is wounded.
Forget the royal physicians. Let me tell you, you're in danger.
What do you mean? Who has done this to you?
Ramachandra, son of Dasharatha. who rivals the god of love in appearance. So quick with the bow is he that I could not perceive when he set an arrow to the bow and when he released it. For in an hour and a half he single-handedly killed an entire army. His younger brother Lakshman is heroic, talented, and strong like Ram. And I have never seen on the face of the earth a goddess, celestial damsel, or any woman whose beauty can rival that of Ram's wife, Sita. Whoever embraces Sita is sure to live more happily than even the king of heaven. She is certainly the perfect woman for you, O Ravana. But you must act quickly.
Bring my aerial chariot. I must go see the wizard, Maricha. Assume the form of a golden deer and roam about the Dandaka forest near the hermitage of Ramchandra in view of his consort Sita. Beholding you in the form of a deer, Ram's wife Sita will undoubtedly ask him and his brother Lakshman to capture you. While they are in pursuit of you, I will steal Sita away. While forlorn due to the loss of his wife, I shall surely annihilate this Ramchandra. What is your impression of this plan, my dear friend?
My lord, contending with Ram is like entering a blazing fire. Because of his prowess, you will never be successful.
Low-born Maricha, spare me your ill-conceived advice. While millions of demigods stand in complete awe and fear of me, you have the audacity to claim that this one wretched prince is capable of causing my destruction? If you do not obey my command, then the jaws of death await you this very hour.
Consider me dead at the very sight of Ram, and yourself, and your family members, dead, as soon as you take away...
Silence! I have told you what to do. Now go and do it!
What a beautiful deer. Ram! Ram! Lakshman! Ram!
What is it, Sita?
My lord, look at that beautiful deer.
I conclude it to be none other than the ogre Maricha. Many kings have been killed by that sinful demon, who is capable of assuming any form at will.
Oh, Ram, this charming deer captivates my mind. Please bring it to me, O mighty armed one. I have never seen another deer equal in splendor or beauty to this one.
If this deer is as you say, Lakshman, then it must be killed.
because it is an illusion created by a demon. Protect Sita. Oh, dear brother, remain here until I return.
Yes, Ram.
Voice of Ram. Neither my life breath nor my heart is functioning properly. You must rescue your brother. Why do you not rush to his rescue?
Your husband, O princess, cannot be conquered by demons, demigods, or ogres. Of this there is no doubt. Therefore, let your heart be at ease and your agony be shed. That was not the voice of Ram, but a trick of that demon. When Rama has killed the deer, he will return. You have been placed in my charge, and I shall not leave you alone.
You are an enemy of your brother in the guise of a friend. I think that you have tried to get me alone so that you could enjoy me. But without Ram, I shall drown myself or enter the blazing fire. But I shall never love any man other than Ram.
Sita, your words penetrate my ears like a hot steel arrow. Shame on you! I shall never forsake my brother Ram.
Then go, or I will kill myself.
All right, I'll go. But you must stay in the protection of this magic circle.
Lady, possessing the splendor of silver and gold and lotuses in the guise of eyes, are you the goddess of fortune or a celestial nymph? Charming lady of sweet smiles and lovely eyes, you steal away my heart as a river washes away its banks with its current.
Dear Brahman, please be seated. I will bring you some food and drink. You must be very hungry.
Hungry indeed. Who are you, good lady?
I am the daughter of Janak, king of Mithila, and the consort of Sri Ramachandra.
A king's daughter living in the forest?
Yes. My husband, Sri Ramachandra, on the very day he was to be crowned the king of Ayodhya, was banished to this forest by his stepmother, Kaikeyi.
Oh.
But tell me, dear Brahman, why are you wandering in the forest alone? Who are you?
I
am the celebrated ruler of hordes of demons, Ravana by name, by whom all people and demigods have been struck with terror. Oh, charming Sita, having seen you, I no longer find delight in my own wives. You shall now become the foremost queen among all the excellent women stolen by me.
Coveting the consort of Sri Ram is like trying to grasp the light of the sun, or crossing the sea with a slab of stone tied to your neck. So long as Ram holds a bow and arrow in his hands, I shall not be had by the likes of you.
I said you shall come with me.
Ram!
Ram! Ram, help me!
Sita.
Mine now.
No!
Let her go. She does not belong to you.
shout all you want.
Let me go.
No one can save you now.
No.
I seek your help, Lord of my life. Boundless is your mercy. Come protect your wife.
The wretched demon is taking me away, like a jackal stealing a lion's mane. Thinking you a mere vermin wants to put me in this way. Lakshman, brother Lakshman, the fault was not yours. I reap the fruit of the anger I sow. Protect me from this demon, come soon, my son, with your mighty bow. You are brave like a lion, the son of Rahu's race. For what fault of mine?
Lakshman, she's gone. How could you have left her unprotected?
I didn't want to, but she heard your cry for help. She begged me to go to your aid.
That was not my voice, but the voice of Maricha, the magician. You know I can take care of myself.
But then she said the most. She accused me.
Oh, now she is lost.
Ram, do not despair. She must be close by. I'll find her. I'll search everywhere.
Sita, where are you? Sita, if you are hiding behind a tree to tease me, then I beg of you, no more joking. Perhaps she went to the bank of the river to gather flowers. Oh, but she would never do that without me. Oh, wind, nothing is unknown to you. Tell me, I beg of you, where is Sita?
Sita, oh Sita, center of my life, you left me alone. Sita, oh Sita, to carry the burden of pain. I ask the tree, year and years, my search is all in vain. It's all in vain. Listen, my fond-eyed Sita, to my cry from the bottom of my heart. You are my love, you are my love. How can we live apart? How can we live apart? The parents the swans, the fish and the jasmine buds, the lotus and the autumn blue, remind me of your beauty. Remind me of your beauty. Remind me of your beauty. And love. Unbearable. Intolerable is the pain. My heart is tearing away. It's tearing away. Sita, oh Sita, all creation is your rival. Reveal yourself, reveal yourself, reveal yourself. No more playing, no more playing. Sita, oh Sita, center of my life.
Look. Look at these footprints. They're the evidence of a great struggle. These are Sita's, and these others are those of some huge monster. My worst fears are undoubtedly true. I am usually gentle and merciful and known to desire the welfare of all, but these mild qualities shall be overshadowed today by an anger which knows no bounds. For Sita's sake I shall rid the world of all wicked demons. Let the gods and heavens witness the power of these arrows. If I do not recover Sita unharmed and in all her natural beauty, I will destroy the universe.
Beautiful woman, you are concealing your bodily beauty from me, as though you were afraid of me. I long for you, O timid one. It is proper conduct for we demons to approach the wives of others. Do not be swayed by grief.
Withdraw your mind from me, and be satisfied with your own consorts. You do not deserve me any more than a sinner deserves perfection. Being the virtuous wife of Ram, I cannot be your lawful consort.
If you do not share my bed, in 1 month's time, my cooks will prepare you for my morning meal. Ogresses, force this woman to submit to my will.
Sight of this woman, a great longing has sprung up in my heart that I should feast on her liver and spleen, her breasts and her heart. Let us hack her into pieces and divide them amongst ourselves. Let us bring wine to enjoy this human flesh. Wine!
Separated from my valiant and righteous lord, carried off from my forest home by the king of the demons, tormented by his hideous servants, subjected to their insults and cruel threats, I can't bear to live anymore. I'm afraid Ram doesn't know where I am. If he knew I was here, he would immediately kill this villain and all his followers. Oh, Ram, Like a ship in a storm, I am sinking. Oh, my husband, my very life, my Ram, whose face shines like the full moon. How is it possible that you are not aware of my danger? I have nothing left to live for. I can't go on. I just want to die.
Tears fall like rain night and day since my Lord. Thank you.
Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram.
Who are you?
My name is Hanuman, son of the wind god Vayu. I am a messenger from your husband, Ram. Here is his ring.
How fares my beloved lord?
Ram and Lakshman are both very well, my lady.
Why does he not come to rescue me?
Not knowing your whereabouts, Ram does not come to you. But know for certain, my lady, that he spares no pains to rescue you.
But you must tell Ram that I have only 1 month to live, after which Ravana will kill me.
Yes, my lady, I will to...
Where's that monkey in here? Get him! Over there! Grab him quickly!
I must leave at once, my lady. Ram will return to rescue you.
Farewell.
Grab that monkey! Grab him!
My lord, I have found Sita.
Oh, Hanuman, where is she? And how is she? What are her feelings toward me? Tell me everything.
Ravana is holding her captive on the remote island of Lanka, across the sea. In spite of being tortured by hideous creatures, she always thinks of you with devoted love. But because she has continually refused Ravana's advances, he has condemned her to only 1 month to live.
Hanuman, you are the best of all servants. I am forever in your debt. 1 month? We haven't much time.
My lord, Ravana is anxious for combat. Not only is he very powerful, but he is surrounded by millions of troops.
Lanka will be difficult to attack, Ram.
Not so. I have already torn down the walls and set the city on fire.
Jai, Hanuman!
There's only one problem, my lord. We have to find some means of crossing the ocean to get to Lanka.
How do we cross over to the other side?
We will need thousands of boats for these great troops.
Then we can build a bridge!
A bridge? Do you know how many years it will take to construct such a long bridge?
For 7 days and seven nights, Ram prayed to the sea god. Eighth dawn, the god revealed himself. Righteous Ram, build a bridge with stones. Inscribe your name on each stone, and the stones will not sink in the ocean. Instead, they will support you. Not only monkeys, but all the living creatures from the mountains and the seas shall help you build this bridge, and the gods will bless you with success.
Let us build the bridge.
Bandai, Setum Bandai, Sri Rama Setum Bandai, Setum Bandai.
We shall attack and vanquish the city of Ravana.
Monkey warriors, prepare for battle!